For three quarters this afternoon, the Redskins look like they just might be able to pull off a victory against the Jets at FedEx Field. But unfortunately, they play four quarters in the NFL. And when the fourth quarter was over, the Redskins walked off the field with another loss, 34-19. Joining us now is Redskins Hall of Famer John Riggins. John, I am in therapy to be positive. Is there anything positive to build on from today's game?
Yeah, I think there is. And I'll tell you what you have to say is that I thought that, you know, they still got spirit. I mean, you can't take that away from them. I mean, they're still not a particularly good football team. But, you know, to each individual, they're still going out there and they're trying to win. And just what you said, I mean, they had everything in a great position. And then you see really what they're all about is that, you know, when it comes down to it, it was like Alec Baldwin and Glenn Ross. We need closers. They're not closers. And that's what happened. And not that the New York Jets are, because with Mark Sanchez at quarterback, you never know, you know, which way it's going to go. But in the end, they made more plays than the Burgundy and Gold.
John, was there one dumb play that seemed to really make things go wrong? And I'm talking about that kickoff right after the Redskins' go-ahead field goal. It was a pooch kick that gave the ball to the Jets at midfield. Was that a bad decision?
You know, you know what? If it works, it's a great call. And when it doesn't, then all of a sudden you get second-guessed. I think you're looking at a team that knows, you know, when they go into the game, particularly a team like the Jets, they consider themselves the Jets a playoff type of team. And they were. They were in the championship in the AFC last year. So you're willing to take chances because you're just trying to get a win. And I think that's what you see there. It's a little bit of desperation. You know, you're trying to get tricky and do some things. And I can't fault anybody for that. I mean, you're trying to win a game and you're actually trying to steal a game, if you will, because truthfully, if these teams play another nine times, the Jets will win probably seven of those. And, the Jets aren't playing particularly well, but they still are, I think, that much better of a team.
John, I'm going to play fan for a second. And last year we were talking about McNabb and Haynesworth. Real fans go back to the old ball coach and Jeff George. Each year we wind up talking like we're talking now, looking forward to next season. When do we start pointing the finger at the decision makers?
Well, I think that that's something that, you know, that I said from the very beginning, and that, you know, when you look at Coach Shanahan and his record in Denver, and the fact that, you know, the cold hard facts are this, that he won one playoff game once John Elway retired. I don't know. You know, to me it tells me that, well, you had a very gifted player at that position and you never were able to find that next guy. I think that's a little bit telling, and I think that you got to look at Coach Shanahan and you got to hold him up to the light, and I think you got to hold him accountable because he's the one that's in control of everything. And yet, you know, you take a guy like Ryan Kerrigan, who I think is, you know, is really a true find. This kid has got some stuff going on, and they've got some players, and they still have the ability to go out and play hard, but ultimately they're not getting the job done.
John Riggins, thanks for being with us tonight.
It's all my pleasure, Dale.
Redskins Hall of Famer John Riggins.